Michael Del Giorno, Glenn Beck, Tony Snow, Fox News, standing up for what's right. Tulsa's Talk Radio 1170, KFAQ.
It's Monday.
Now it's time
cheer up.
On the
everybody,
radio.
Put it in perspective.
For the Michael Del Giorno show, don't worry.
The Iraqi elections went off without a hitch.
Be happy.
8 million people, 70% voted.
Yes, my friends, he's at it again. Here it can
one death, maybe?
With his little
I'd just like
Gwen.
To know, if in Iraq they can have photo ID and you get your finger dyed to vote to prevent fraud, why can't we do that in Oklahoma? Somebody tell me.
It's a good point, good Michael, fight. But don't worry. Just be happy. Keep singing. Verse 2.
Stand up for what's right.
Amen.
No class, they got no style, but they're gonna be here for a long, long while. Don't worry.
January away at least. Maybe longer, who knows?
Be happy. They're kind of funny, they're not too bad, but they sure do make the city council mad. Don't worry.
Well, the bond paid for four anyway, to be specific.
Be happy.
Don't worry, be happy.
Now it's time on the radio. For the Michael Del Giorno show, don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry. Be happy. Sing it, Muhammad, Muhammad, Michael.
All right, Tulsa Talk's going to infiltrate our schools with a pro-Muslim, pro-gay message, but don't worry, be happy. We're probably going to war with Syria or Iran. We need Iraq as a staging ground. But their elections went off without a hitch. Don't worry, be happy.
Look at your husband today. 50% chance he's probably cheated on you. Don't worry.
But don't worry, be happy.
Exactly.
Except for that guy who robbed Whataburger and didn't bother to get a burger. That's insulting. Foggy, misty, 37, waking up at Talk Radio 1170 KFAQ. Light rain should end by afternoon with a high of 40. I'm Michael Del Giorno along with Gwen Freeman. We're joined in studio by Michael Bates. Michael, one of our top stories, obviously Bob Poe with his venomous implosion before the Chamber of Commerce. He had nothing to show for his year of service. He talked about us being Al Jazeera. I think he meant Al Jazeera. He talked about Michael Moore. I think he meant Michael Del Giorno. He's basically saying that Michael Del Giorno and Chris Metlock kept there from being any growth in the city of Tulsa for a year. We know not to be so. Talked and reiterated about recall. The mayor had a second chance to grab the microphone and show leadership before the entire business community and didn't. Then he comes out a week and a half later, stands there with the Gang of Five, stands there with a couple of state representatives and state senators. As I said last hour, if I had Johnny Mathis' song, Too Much, Too Little, Too Late, number one, I'd be gay. Number two, it would be appropriate. I mean, this just reeked a political cover your butt. It's not necessarily, I mean, if he really stood against recall, he would have grabbed the mic that day and said, hey, look, I hope this hadn't come up, but it did. I want everyone to know we stand against this recall. A week and a half later, too much, too little, too late.
Well, the buzz at the Tulsa County Republican Men's Club when he made the announcement he was going to try to bring this press conference together was pretty much, we've seen this before. They were happy. It was happiness that it was going to happen. And I think it did. The positive thing is that you had some very brave state reps and state senators who had all sorts of pressure on them not to to make a statement. Not to come out. You can remember the pressure that was put on these guys back during Vision 2025 to say nothing, and very few people actually did. But this
their bravery is so noted. Bill LaFortune's cowardice should also be noted. Translation.
Right.
People think what I do is so amazing, or people think what I do is so hateful. Here's my thought. Should be neither. It's just American. It's just
right.
Being a Christian. Why is it, what am I saying on Tuesday, Thursday, or Friday that we don't all say in church on Sunday? Why would it be uncomfortable that I am saying it in front of enemies, or that I am saying it at work, or that I am saying it in a crowd? I think it applies to Bill LaFortune. To gather at a Republicans' men's group surrounded by other Republicans is nothing. The time to have done it is at the chamber and say, hey, whoa, 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 walk right back up to the podium.
See, that's
right.
Why I wish the mayor hadn't even been there, because, look, you had, I'm told, almost the entire GOP delegation out for what I believe is a very, very good cause, and it's good to see them together.
Yeah, why have a Democrat like Bill LaFortune
had
there?
Not been there, because, you know, then the attention is on someone who really, I don't believe, is genuine about his anti-recall effort.
It just reeked of politics to me, from Bill LaFortune's standpoint. No one else's.
Right. I think there's a lot to that. I was impressed, really, at guys like Randy Brogdon. Here is the former mayor of Owosso, who, as a suburban state senator, would have every reason to join in with these voices that say the Medlock and Martino are hurting the city's relationship with the suburbs. He knows better. He knows Chris Medlock. He knows Jim Martino, and he was happy to be there to speak on their behalf and against the recall.
That senator has never been afraid to stand up for what's right.
Absolutely.
Even during Vision 2025, elected official who would come out publicly against
the only state senator. That's right. And then to hear a guy like Rex Duncan say this is nonsense, it's the kind of nonsense that makes people think that they may not even bother to run for office. That's, I think, really what it boils down to. What
everybody
these guys
else's
are really
votes
after.
Were powerful. They really were. Here's the mayor. As mayor, I'm looking out for the good of the entire community. If this recall effort continues, there's no doubt in my mind it will divide the city in a way that will take years to heal. When he had the entire business community together at the chamber meeting, the man who's really behind the recall, behind it all, even the Tulsa World acknowledges it starts with the Chamber of Commerce. Here's what he said.
Talk about someone who works tirelessly. I know that all of us in this room know no one works harder for Tulsa, Tulsa region, and Oklahoma as a state than Bob Poe.
And what did he work hard on? A tobacco tax increase, gasoline tax increase, and recall.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have it both ways.
No, you can't. You can't have it both ways.
So what was really accomplished on Friday?
Well, what was accomplished is we did get these state senators and state reps on the record in support of the councilors and against the recall. That's going to be useful for them if this thing actually goes to a vote to have that, to be able to put that on their literature and to say, look, these are credible people who all agree this is a bad idea.
So now we have the League of Women Voters, who rarely speak out on specific
right.
issues but felt so strongly they did so, the NAACP, the chairman of the Republican Party for the state, for the county.
Right.
Now we can add to that esteemed state senators, counselors. By the way, goes without saying
yeah.
that when you talk about the counselors that were there, Sam Rube, Chris Medlock, being Republicans, where's Republican Susan Neal, Bill Christensen,
mm-hmm.
and Randy Sullivan.
See, I mean, they've not,
right.
not a peep out of those counselors since
no,
this began.
They're on the other side.
I noticed they weren't there. Did anybody else?
Certainly. I think everybody noticed they weren't there. Nobody expected to see any of those guys there.
What does that say?
Well, they're clearly on the other side of this issue. This is not... somebody asked at the press conference, is this a partisan,
Absolutely.
Really a partisan yeah. issue? It's, of course it's not. The parties in Tulsa are not divided Republican-Democrat. You've got the old cockroach caucus, as I like to call them, the people who have run the city for years and run it into the ground, and they're trying to hold on to power because they care more about their own power than they care about the good of the city.
You know what I'm half tempted to do? I'm half tempted to run for mayor. For two reasons.
Hmm.
This city desperately needs someone to really be what they say they are. That's number one. We need leadership, and we need somebody not to say the right things, but actually do what they say. Number two, this city desperately needs somebody outside of Midtown to represent it. We need a South Tulsa mayor. We need somebody that lives what they believe. And thirdly, if for nothing else, when you get off a plane or you're driving around, big giant signs that say, "Welcome to Tulsa, Oklahoma, the city that belongs to its people." Doesn't that just say it all? Isn't that really what we're seeing played out in recall?
No, it's a dream come true.
Mm-hmm.
Love to see that, Dave.
I mean, if not me, someone else.
Day.
But I mean, but that's what we need. We need whoever's behind that mayor's office to realize the city of Tulsa is worth living for. Not the metropolitan area, the city of Tulsa. It's worth living and fighting for.
Right.
We also need somebody that knows that the city of Tulsa extends beyond 31st Street. And we also need somebody that really lives what they say.
Well, it's
not make the right political moves. I mean, sorry, too much, too little, too... Bill of Fortune should have grabbed the microphone the second time Bob Poe imploded our city... Not a week and a half later at a news conference, before the Republican constituents with Republicans behind him. That's just too little.
And you have
late.
To be careful, because look at the things that have been instituted under Mayor Bill of Fortune.
By the way, Chip would like an important high-paying position at the city. Well, we'll work it out.
But you got 2025, which is going to go on for untold years, a regressive sales tax, obviously,
and
that
casinos.
Was passed under his leadership. And, you have
and he never spoke out once against
He did
it.
Not come out publicly against gambling. But now you're looking at things like some stuff that's getting into our schools. It's pro-Muslim agenda, pro-homosexual agenda. The things that you do while you're mayor... can have a long-term effect on your city.
Well, let me turn to Michael on that one.
Mm.
The city of Tulsa is an actual sponsor of Tulsa Talks. Tulsa Talks, all 70 facilitators already picked, already trained, resource center in bed with tolerance.org and Muslim Project. This is clearly pro-gay, pro-Muslim. After the fact, the mayor realizes it, says, oops, I'm sorry I don't stand for these things, yet the city is still a sponsor and he's doing nothing to stop Tulsa Talks. Is that leadership?
Well, it sure doesn't sound that way if he really believes it's the wrong thing to do and that the city shouldn't be involved. Maybe too late to pull out, but as you said earlier, the important thing with this is you can actually show up and at least have a voice. In the end, they will probably write the reports any way they want to. I suspect that even beyond what you've talked about, the part of the agenda is to gin up support, as Vision 2025 was, for a tax increase, something like Maps for Kids. Though there's really no possibility of raising the property tax, this may be an effort to go after the remaining...
Actually, for the first time ever, I think, I disagree with you. This agenda comes from not within the state, let alone the city, let alone the county. This agenda is coming from outside the state. This is all gay. This is all Muslim. It's no different than the Mideast Peace Council. They're just, instead of having a notebook, they're doing it flat out through the Delphi dialogue.
Now, you get the impression that there were a very, very few amount of people that knew exactly what it was all about and then schlepped it to the rest of everybody else.
But the mayor obviously not doing any stop. But all right, closing moments.
I do want to mention, there is a school board election a week from Tuesday, and I was taking a look at the list of candidates, and there actually are a surprising number of contested races this year. In the past, there have been cases where somebody runs for re-election, nobody bothers to file against them. But we do have the two Tulsa school district races are both contested. I'll have links posted to the sample ballots and to how to find which precinct you're in, which district you're in a little bit later.
In Tulsa, anything more important than getting rid of Paul Thomas?
I would say that I don't know enough about the people running against him to say for sure that they'd be any better. That's a real concern. As far as I know, nobody is running an active campaign. And now I do know Jerry Goins. She was a supporter of mine when I ran for city council. She was a very enthusiastic worker. Where she is on education, if she's better or worse, I don't know. And it's something I need to find out.
Oh, wait a minute. I might be gay.
How you found the song?
I might be gay now. We did have it. What am I doing with Johnny Mathis?
That's not Johnny Mathis.
How do I explain?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
it is.
That's
Johnny
Denise
Mathis
Williams, and here comes Johnny. Yeah.
That's not Johnny Mathis.
Oh, not right now. Not right
now. I might be gay.
Too much, too little.
I don't even know the words.
Oh, a great song.
It's okay. It was top 40 radio.
Too
much, too
little, too late. Johnny Mathis and Mayor Bill of Fortune.
Actually, Brian must have looked that up. There's no way I own that in my collection. That's scary. All right, so we're going to get to know. That's our goal for the week. Get to know these people running in Tulsa Union and Jenks Public Schools for school board. The bottom line is the chink in our armor that is a representative republic is this, and one's being handled by Representative Wright, and that is that we have superintendents actually appointing school board members, and then they get on the ballot, and you're like, well, I don't know, like judges. I don't know what that is. All right, keep them in there.
Right.
All right, so they're actually self-appointed bosses, number one. Number two, if we can't name any of our school board members, it's hard to really kind of keep control of what's going on.
That's right.
So let's get to know who's running this week. Let's make a good choice. Let's show out with a huge turnout like they did in Iraq, and let's take our schools back as we're taking our city back and state back.
You know, one more issue,
and
Michael.
Country back. So we're going to do that. Number two, the only way to bust up this whole Tulsa Talks is you have got to call, and you have got to be at these tables.
And what about the bond issues for the schools? I mean, is it really morally right to step in and vote no on a bond issue because you disagree with some of the policies of the administrators?
I think sometimes that's the only way you can get their attention.
That's the only time Kathy Burton cares who you are.
Yeah. If you cut their money off, then they will pay attention.
We only got about a minute, but there was a great article in Tulsa World about blogging. We had your friend from New York in last...
Right, Dawn Eden.
Was that Tuesday or Monday?
It was last Monday.
Last Monday. I mean, blogging, obviously, this is becoming a big deal. It's, you know, we looked at the ratings in television, and I think they went to the people meter. We got to keep that in mind. So a lot of people saying they watched Channel 8 when they didn't, that they don't get away with it anymore. Channel 8 down 10 shares. We're not seeing it all go to cable. We're not seeing it all go to a new competitor like Fox 23. Some people have left television altogether for talk radio and for blogging. Yeah, blogging is a big part, along with KFAQ, of getting all sides of the story.
Blogging, it combines a lot of things. You have people who act as a sort of filter and commenter on the news, who just gather information about a particular topic or about whatever is hot in the news. And for me, it's a way I go. There are certain people I go to tell me what's going on I should be paying attention to.
Are there things people will say to a blogger they won't say to a television or radio host?
Sometimes. And some bloggers do original reporting where they're actually revealing information that's not out there in the media. Others focus more on commenting on things that have been reported, things they see in the wire services.
True or false? In some cases, talk radio, in all cases, blogging. Last bastion of truth.
Yeah, certainly true. For example, the news out of Iraq. You have, of course, Reuters and AP and all those people, but you also have people now, Iraqi citizens. There's a blog called Iraq the Model, which I link to. that reported their own experiences and how excited and thrilled they were to be voting yesterday, and had pictures that they took. You've had people in the military who have used their blogs to tell the story of what's really going on over there.
How important is it that me, Gwen, and everybody listening understand the power of blogging and who the best bloggers are?
Well, I think it's very important, and a great place to start is Baseline.com. I've got a blog role. It's not,
you know what I love? He really said that so humbly. He really
If you will look over on the right side of my site, you'll see a list. It's the blog role, the people that I consider worth reading, and you'll see people like Don Eden, DonEden.com, and Slant Point, a New York City conservative blogger who does a great job, and a whole bunch of others.
Why don't we do this, Michael? No offense to Baseline.com. Sure. In fact, with all due respect, because of Baseline.com, why don't you take Baseline.com and give me your top five blogging sites? Probably the most famous blogger of all time is Drudge Report, I would think, wouldn't he?
He's not really a blogger
anymore, but in theory, that's what he started out as a gossip columnist / blogger. But there are some awesome experts in every major field that we're fighting in this cultural war. Why don't you pick a handful, and I'm going to start a new section on my page, recommended blogs.
Sure.
Because we all need to get educated about blogs being a main resource for truth, and let's go ahead and give them five or six really good ones.
Okay, sure.
I know they're already on your website, but...
Just
so they can get it either way.
Paraline blog. It's a bunch of guys based out of Minnesota. They've tackled the Dan Rather story. They were all over that. Little Green Footballs is one that really inspired me to get started blogging. He covers the Muslim world and tells you what they're really saying in Arabic that they're not saying in English about what's going on over there. There's Instapundit is maybe one of the most famous. A lot of short links to articles that he finds interesting. He's a law professor at University of Tennessee. On life issues, on the cultural war, DawnEden.com is indispensable. She's got something new nearly every day.
You should read blogs before you read newspapers. Gang, we all got to get educated. The future is here. It's called blogging, and it's one of the last bastions of truth. And Brian, I admit on behalf of the morning show, we haven't been good at this. So what we're going to do is put together our blog recommend link section where you just hit blogging, and we'll have five or six or seven or ten, however high you want to go, of the top places to go. Blogging is just simply people, you know, writing about issues, giving you morsels of information that the media is keeping you from knowing, and we're going to break that wall down.
Great.
Anything else?
That's great. Yeah, well, this Tuesday, there's a very important vote of the city council. They're going to decide whether to put a charter change on the ballot that will allow us to once again have this protest petition thing that was such a controversy at 71st and Harvard. And we'll see whether the councilors were sincere in unanimously saying we need to do something about this. They will have the chance on Tuesday to put that on the ballot with the bond issue.
Till next week, he's our blogger, the official blogger of Tulsa, Oklahoma. Baseline.com. You'll find the link at 1170kfaq.com, and we'll talk to you next week.
This is the Michael Del Giorno Show.
Just before 7:37 with rain, high later on 40, Fox Q News is next.